Welcome to Shomer Shoah Nadav. We're in Pesachim Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Amud Beis speaks about Kli Cheres. In the beginning of the Amud, the Gemara tells us the Kli Cheres you need to break in Pesach. You can't do Hag'olah. And later in the Amud, the Gemara tells us that a Torah Idol Kli Cheres she'einu yoytze midei doifi lo'olam. A Kli Cheres can never be cleaned. You're purified from Tumah. You cannot do an Hechsher for a Kli Cheres. What's the idea behind this Kli Cheres that you cannot be Machshit? So first of all, and this I heard in the name of my Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapir Zechet Zayat Avrocha, whose Yortze is going to be this week on Friday, Asar B'Tavis. And this is really what comes out from many of the Sfarim, what brought down the Shlo and others, that Kli Cheres, what's the story of Kli Cheres? You know the rule, brought down the Mishnah, the Gemara in Chulin discusses it, the Kli Cheres gets Tumah only from inside. Only if the Tumah went into the Kli, the Kli Cheres becomes Tumah. Other Kalim, they get Tumah migabam, they get Tumah from the back. Furthermore, Kli Cheres, even when the Tumah is just hanging in the air, it already gets Tumah. Different than other Kalim, that the Tumah needs to touch the Kli. So the understanding is, the Kli Cheres has no value to the actual Kli. The vessel itself is worthless. The entire purpose of the vessel is to be a receptacle, to be mekabel things, to be a base kibul. The kli itself is nothing. So therefore, the tumah of a kli cheres is only in the inside. The outside, there's no value to the outside. When you have a vessel made out of metal, made out of gold, made out of silver, any other metal, so there's value to the kli itself. So when the tumah touches the kli in any place, it gets tumah. But Kli Cheres, the only usage that you have in Kli Cheres is to fill it up in the inside. That's why every place in the inside gets Tumah as well. Even Ma'aviri, even the ear. Because the purpose of Kli Cheres is to fill that air up. Other Kalim, you fill them. But that's not the only purpose. So therefore, it needs to touch the Kli. The Kli has its own value. That's also the Pshat over here in our Gemara. A Kli Cheres, Eini Yoytze Midei Doifi Lo'olam. Because a Kli Cheres, the Kli is really worthless. If a Tumah touched the Kli Cheres itself, meaning the Kli Cheres received Tumah, so then there's no way to get out of it. You can't fix that Kli Cheres. Something that starts as something which is worthless cannot be Mitur or Mitumah. If there is a value over here, if there's already a Kli that's worth something, and then you have Tumah as well, so the Tumah doesn't completely dominate the Kli. So you could clear the tumah. But a kli that has no value on its own, and all that is doing is carrying tumah, you can't get out of it. The Akedas Yitzchak says, and it's really a zoyar, almost a zoyar meferish, that the kli cheres refers to people that don't have any value. Meaning people that don't really have Torah and mitzvahs. And by them, when they do a chet, the chet is engraved in them. That's their whole essence. So the only way for them to fix themselves is by breaking. The only way for them to do tshuva is to break what they have. All they have is their chatoy. So they represent people that the only way to get back to do tshuva is by breaking the kli, and that's how you get back. Rav Tzadok HaKohen adds to it, so when it says the Yaakov Avinu went back to Pachim Ketanim, went to pick up the small jars that he forgot, we're talking about Kli Cheres. Yaakov Avinu went back to pick up these Kalim Nishbarim, these Kalim that have no value, these people that don't have Torah and Mitzvahs, that they should also be saved. He came to save them, that's what he planned to do. Palamai says, brought down that every person should look at himself as a Kli Cheres. Says that the Chacham, how do you learn Torah? Is when you keep the Torah in a Kli Cheres. Meaning, you look at yourself as a nobody. Each one needs to look at himself as he is a real Kli Cheres. He doesn't have any value on its own. Anything that he has is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He himself is nothing. And Mimele, the only way to fix it, if he has any problem, is Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishboro Lev Nishbor Venitke Elokim Oitivze. A broken heart, a broken soul, that's what fixes. Because Kli Cheres, even if you have nothing on your own, if it's broken, then it could go back to its original state. As Tosafot says over here in the Sugya, that when you put the klicheres at the fire and you redo it, you start new, then even the klicheres can be purified. Meaning, if you go back to the beginning, you restart, every person can do tshuva and go back to his original start. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.